We want to begin in our call to worship this morning by looking at Isaiah chapter 45. I'm going to begin reading at verse 5. This passage says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. That idea of girded means support, help, secured you, though you had not known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. That's not a very good translation. That word evil there is the word consequences. In other words, I bring about the consequences of actions. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. This particular passage here speaks of the fact that our Lord is exclusive. There's no one else. You know, it's interesting that today religion is trying to amalgamate the concept of God. Your God and our God, they're not that far apart. And it's not the true and living God at all. But religion today is moving closer and closer together. Even Islam, among some of the religions, they're moving closer and closer together. But God says, there is none else beside me. Do you understand and realize that evangelism, true evangelism, is communicating the truth that there is no other God but the true and living God? Not only that, but it's the communication of the fact that He alone is the creator of all things. So you cannot believe in theistic evolution and be a true Christian. I don't think that's possible. Because He said, I form the light and create darkness. In other words, I'm the creator of all things. I make peace and I create consequences. I, the Lord, do all these things. And then notice, please, that evangelism is about the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. What does a lost sinner need? He doesn't need his mess of a life cleaned up. That will come. What he needs is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. This section right here in Isaiah 45 is basically the heart and soul of biblical evangelism. It's communicating the fact that there aren't a multiplicity of gods. There's only one, and that's the true and living God. And if you're not willing to come to that understanding and truth, you cannot be saved. And that's why we have to be careful when we're witnessing to folks that they're not simply adding another God to their long list. And I'm afraid a lot of times that's what we're tolerating. We're basically saying, it's okay, just add Him to your list of gods. But that's not the truth of evangelism. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Is that what this world wants today? Is that what evangelists want? You know, we keep hearing so much from evangelists today. You know, we pray that God would rend the heavens and pour down revival, but do we really want His righteousness? Because that's what God wants to pour out. He wants to pour out His righteousness. When we think of revival today, we think, well, I got money in my bank account. We've got conservatives elected to Congress. We got this whole long list that we think revival includes, and righteousness just is not in that list. The righteousness of God, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Dear folk, if you're not clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ this morning, you're lost. You're lost. You may have all the right name tags. You may have all the Bible verses learned, but if you're not clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, you're lost and undone. You're naked and you don't know it. And what you need this morning is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. God help us to be clothed in His righteousness.